It is Monday, October 21st, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice. The KUAF website giveaway and Walton Arts Center offer you the chance to win two tickets to see the Beatles tribute Rain, Thursday, November 14th. This multimedia concert covers the Fab Four's hits from Day Tripper to Hey Jude. The drawing is Friday, November 8th during the noon edition of Ozarks at Large. Registration and information available at KUAF.com. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the types of plants that harm birds, butterflies, and bees, plus a conversation with the multi-talented artist Crow Johnson. But first, Arkansas lawmakers kept a late Friday night that spilled over into Saturday morning to keep teacher insurance premiums from increasing by nearly 50%. The House and Senate recessed the special session called for that purpose Friday afternoon and reconvened at 1 minute past midnight to give final approval for the proposals. Special sessions are required to run at least 3 days. The plan to shore up the public school employee insurance program, which passed the Senate 34-0 Saturday morning, calls for using $43 million in state surplus money, in addition to redirecting state funds in future years to lower insurance premiums for the state's public school employees. The only failed proposal included in the plan involved using excessive property tax revenue from a handful of school districts whose collection were above funding levels set by state law. As Governor Mike Beebe told reporters, the bill was rejected by a House committee.
It's effectively done. There's no point in the Senate passing it if it can't get out of the House committee. And it was one vote short. It's just like the Supreme Court case. It was one vote short. I believe it's the right thing to do. I think we need to fix the URT the way it was intended and the way Justice Hannah eloquently wrote about it. I still believe that. But it's a democratic process.
If the proposal involving eight districts that have high property taxes had been approved, Brenda Vassar-Taylor with the group Arkansas Economic Defense Fund says a lawsuit would have been filed.
When you tax individuals and state that you're doing so for a specific reason, these being ad valorem school taxes, they're told that the taxes will be used, according to the Constitution, to improve the schools in their district. When those are spread beyond that school district, then the taxes are not collected according to what is being proposed or stated that the taxes would be used for.
But even with that part of the proposal taken out, teacher health insurance premiums are expected to rise by only 10%, rather than the roughly 50% that had been approved by a state board. It's already time to get a flu shot, according to the Arkansas Department of Health, and that's why ADH is opening flu clinics in every county today to dispense seasonal flu vaccine. Dr. Gary Wheeler is the chief of the infectious disease branch of the health department, and he says people tend to underestimate how much of a big deal the flu can be.
Influenza is a frequently severe illness. It can lead to death and other complications. Even when it's mild, it interferes with your normal activities. And if you get sick, then you have the capability of spreading it to loved ones. So it really has a dramatic impact on the community.
He says every year the flu is a critical public health concern for everybody, but more critical for some than others.
One of the most important things is to recognize people who are at the highest risk. So those people with chronic diseases and pregnant moms are really at high risk of getting the flu and having a complication that can lead to death or other serious problems. So we really want to make sure those folks get in and get their vaccines, as well as the people that live with those folks.
You can find a list of locations for the mass flu shot clinics at healthy.arkansas.gov. Flu shot clinics are opening in every school in the state today as well. Unemployment rates dropped in August for the Northwest Arkansas and Fort Smith metro regions. In a release delayed by the partial shutdown of the federal government, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released August unemployment data this morning. For the month, the Northwest Arkansas metro area had a 5.4% unemployment rate, down 0.5 percentage point from July data, and down 0.1% from August 2012. Although the overall labor force was about 4,500 people larger year over year, labor numbers were down about 2,600 from July totals. The jobless rate in the Fort Smith metro area dropped 0.4% from July to August, falling to 7.2%, which is 0.7 of a point lower than August 2012. But like Northwest Arkansas, the size of the overall labor force declined slightly, From July to August, the area's labor force shrank by about 600 people, which is the same amount of change compared to August 2012 numbers. Arkansas 2nd District Congressman Tim Griffin announced this morning that he will not seek a third term in the U.S. House. According to Talk Business Arkansas, Griffin said in his announcement that he will complete his second term, but decided against seeking re-election to spend more time with his family. Congressman Griffin also stated he wanted to make his announcement sooner rather than later in order for Republican candidates to have time to organize. The Razorback volleyball team had mixed results over the weekend of play at home in Barnhill Arena. The team lost its Friday night match in four sets against second-ranked Florida, a match that drew 1,219 fans, the 10th highest attendance in total program history. Then yesterday, the Razorbacks defeated Georgia in four sets. After the weekend's activity, Arkansas improves to 13-7 on the season and 6-3 in Southeastern Conference play. Meanwhile, the Razorback soccer team added two to the win column during its weekend play. Arkansas won on the road Friday, defeating SEC rival Vanderbilt with a final score of 5-4, with the winning goal scored 25 seconds into overtime. Returning home yesterday, Arkansas continued the winning attitude with a 2-1 victory over Tennessee. With the pair of wins, the Razorbacks are 11-5 on the season and 4-4 in conference play. Forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 60% chance of showers, with a low of 33 in northwest Arkansas and a low of 40 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny with highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow evening, mostly clear with overnight lows from 33 to 41. This is Ozarks at Large.